Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, tributes continue to be paid to the victim of a fatal stabbing in Castlederg on Saturday. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following a fatal crash at Carray Bridgend on Tuesday last. It's understood a centre for Ukrainian refugees is to be opened in South Donegal. The managing director of Donegal Airport says there is a possibility of further route development to UK cities. And Malin Head Weather Station recorded its warmest summer on record this year. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, police have made a renewed appeal for information as the investigation into the murder of Conor Brown in Castlederg continues. The 28-year-old from the Strabane area died from injuries sustained following a stabbing incident in the Main Street area on Saturday. Four men aged 31, 27 and two aged 28 remain in police custody at this time. Detective Chief Inspector Gibson is appealing to anyone who believes they may have information which could assist with the investigation to contact the Major Investigation Team on 101 or Crime Stoppers. The tributes are being paid to Conor Brown today. A vigil is being held in Castlederg, meanwhile, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to remember the 28-year-old in the Diamond area. Local councillor Rory McHugh says it's a terrible loss.
When I seen him out and about with his friends, they always seem to be having the crack. Conor was the life and soul of the party, always a smile on his face. And it's just an absolute tragedy that he leaves a young child, and it doesn't bear thinking about how the family now come to terms with Conor's death.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following a fatal crash at Carray Bridgend on Tuesday last. The single vehicle collision occurred between 8.30 and 9am. Garda Claire Rafferty is urging anyone with camera footage to contact Gardaí in Buncrana.
Gardaí in Buncrana are investigating a fatal road traffic collision that occurred at Carray Bridgend on Tuesday last, the 29th of August 2023. The single vehicle collision involving a car occurred between 8.30am and 9am, and sadly the male driver of the car was pronounced deceased at the scene. So Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed this collision to contact them. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam or anything at all, or anyone who is travelling in the Bridgend to Calais area between 8am and 9.30am last Tuesday, we're asking you to make this footage available to us. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station on 074 93 20540, and the Garda confidential line is there as well on 1-800-666-111, or indeed any Garda station can be contacted at all.
Meanwhile, the chair of the RSA says the spike in road deaths must be seen as a wake-up call. The government is examining how to reverse the trend, with greater Garda enforcement promised and a speed limit review going before Cabinet. Chair of the Road Safety Authority, Liz O'Donnell, says they are determined to reduce the number of deaths.
We do have a plan. We have a road safety strategy, and we're in the process of putting together actions and moving ahead on various actions to deal with speed, which is a killer behaviour, and also impaired driving, such as drug driving. And it looks like we are losing momentum in terms of reducing fatalities on our road.
Well, over 860 drivers will be fined and slapped with three penalty points after they were caught speeding during National Slowdown Day. The operation kicked off at 7am yesterday and expired this morning. Some notable detections in Donegal include a motorist speeding in the Burnfoot area, in Newton Cunningham in Bundoran, and also three drivers caught speeding in the Glentaher area as well as in Ballyshannon. Retained firefighters have voted to accept proposals from the Workplace Relations Commission to resolve their industrial dispute. Among the recommendations are new pay scales, as well as addressing annual leave and minimum staffing levels. SIPG has welcomed the news but warns that while today's vote ends the current strike, it doesn't end that battle. Brendan O'Brien, SIPG sector organiser, says the ball now falls in the court of the local authorities.
The most important piece in all of this is that we need to fix the retained forest service, and that requires urgent recruitment of additional firefighters. So it's important now that the local authorities, who are the employers now, move, put all of these pieces in place to be in a position to go out and recruit for additional firefighters. That's what will settle this dispute ultimately.
Two men have been injured in separate attacks in Letterkenny. One man was hospitalised after being punched in the face. Garda Claire Rafferty is urging anyone with information to come forward.
There was an assault at Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, on Sunday the 27th of August, and this was at approximately 3:05 a.m. So the male, the injured party in question, received a punch to the face, and he ended up having facial injuries that required treatment in hospital. So we appeal to anyone that may have witnessed this incident to contact the Gardaí in Letterkenny on 074 916 7100. Another one, this one happened at Gorton Grainne on Saturday the 2nd. So it was Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. A male living in the area was assaulted by another male. He received injuries to his eye. So we ask anyone with any information, you know, this was evening time, there would have been people around, I'm sure. So if you've seen anything or know anything in relation to this assault, to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny, please.
It's understood a centre for Ukrainian refugees is to be opened in South Donegal. The former Ringfort Inn building has been offered for use, and a planning application for renovations is now with Donegal County Council. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth has confirmed that the former Ringfort Inn in Brooklis has been offered to them for the accommodation of beneficiaries of temporary protection from Ukraine. A spokesperson says it's been passed on to the Department of Housing as the accommodation is in need of refurbishment. No further details as to when the centre will open or how many people will be housed there are currently available. A planning application is with Donegal County Council for a 16 ensuite bedroom extension to the building, along with the extension of the hotel entrance lobby, dining room entrance lobby and kitchen stores, as well as the development of a detached general store building. Schlieve League Hotel Limited has also applied to upgrade the access road, install boundary fencing, leisure decks, access paths, landscape gardens and plantation, signage and external lighting.
The managing director of Donegal Airport says there is a possibility of further route development to UK cities. Yesterday it was confirmed that Loganair is extending its Donegal-Glasgow service in summer 2024, while last month saw a record number of passengers travelling between Dublin and Donegal. Eilish Docherty says an Aer Lingus is vital for the region.
I know from Emerald's statement that there was a 13% increase on the Dublin-Donegal route for August, and we've seen a lot of passengers connecting on to the US with a seamless connection on a transatlantic route to about 14 cities within the US. We've seen a lot of American tourists this summer, more so than any other year, I think. And, you know, it's also a lifeline service for passengers that want to travel to go to hospital appointments, to go to colleges in Dublin, and, you know, for other social needs and business needs. So the figures are just building month on month, and we're delighted with the service.
Because Donegal can be seen quite isolated in terms of public transport, so this direct link to the capital, to America and indeed to Glasgow as well, is major.
It's absolutely, yeah, and that's the whole purpose of the PSO service. It's to provide a transport link to an area that would be otherwise disadvantaged, and certainly in the northwest, we don't have the same roads infrastructure, we don't have any rail networks, so, you know, the service is very important to the whole county.
Police officers in the north are living in fear of being attacked following last month's major data breach, according to one superintendent. PSNI representatives are meeting with MPs in London today to discuss the impact of the leaking of staff and officers' details online. However, Simon Byrne is not in attendance after resigning as chief constable yesterday following a month of scandal. Chair of the Catholic Police Guild, Superintendent Gerry Murray, told Conservative MP Simon Hoare that some officers are going to mass armed.
That's quite a dramatic thing. That you've been asked whether an officer should, a police officer should take their gun to church for their personal protection.
That's correct. That has happened. And the advice I've given, yes, you do.
Thorna Lai is urging people visiting the coast this week to stay safe amid the current heatwave. People are being asked to also be mindful that the beach lifeguard season is being wound down. It comes after four people were rescued in two separate incidents in Bundoran yesterday. Three teenagers were rescued from rocks near Rogie Point after being caught in a rip current. Upon bringing the teens back to shore, the crew were then tasked to a man caught in a rip current also. Killian O'Kelly, Thorna Lai Water Safety Education Manager, says the most important thing to do if caught in a rip current is to stay calm.
The second incident was more serious. The casualty was in more difficulty. It does take our lifeboat crews about 10 minutes to launch once they're actually paged by the Coast Guard, once they're tasked by the Coast Guard. So fortunately, the lifeboat was already launched and was able to respond very quickly in the second incident, which made a difference to the casualty. The casualty had to be removed to hospital by the National Ambulance Service. So we wish the casualty the best in his recovery.
If you do find yourself in that terrifying situation where you're struggling in the water, what's the best thing to do?
So if you find yourself in a rip current, and they are, rip currents are very hard to spot, especially when you're down at sea level. It's okay if you're looking from above. But if you do find yourself in a rip current, our advice is to float. Try and wave for help using one hand only and try and conserve your energy. You cannot swim the wrong way up a rip current. It's just not possible. They're too strong. So you're going to have to go with the rip current. They do finish. They tend to finish just behind where the waves start breaking. So they don't keep going. But the main thing is to stay calm, wave for help, and wait for help to come to you. If it is possible, depending on the beach, if it is possible, when you do go with the rip, you may be able to swim parallel to the beach and you may be able to get back in. That wasn't possible yesterday given the particular conditions. But in smaller conditions, sometimes it's possible to get out of the rip by swimming parallel to the beach.
A fresh application has been brought before the High Court that could see former teacher Enoch Burke sent back to prison. It's over his alleged refusal to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. An order was handed down earlier this year that restrains Enoch Burke from attending the school unless given permission by management. However, the court heard that Mr. Burke has attended the school he was dismissed from every day since the beginning of the new school term. The judge was also told Enoch Burke's presence was causing severe disruption to staff and students.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with rugby. Jack Conan, Dan Sheehan and Dave Kilcoyne have all been ruled out of Ireland's opening game at the World Cup. The trio have been nursing injuries ahead of Saturday's game with Romania in Bordeaux. Conan and Kilcoyne's problems stem from the warm-up win over Italy, with Sheehan injuring his foot against England. Let's hope the trio will be fit for the following week's meeting with Tonga. Republic of Ireland striker Evan Ferguson has been ruled out of the upcoming European Championship qualifiers against France and the Netherlands. The 18-year-old, who scored a hat-trick in Brighton's 3-1 win over Newcastle at the weekend, sustained a knee injury in that game and will miss both matches. Stephen Kenny's men play the French in Paris on Thursday before welcoming the Dutch to the Aviva Stadium on Sunday. The rest of the squad will travel, which is positive news, around the fitness of defender John Egan. Irish midfielder Josh Cullen says they won't go to Paris this week with an inferiority complex.
Of course you have respect for the players you're playing against and what they've done in the game, but when it comes to that 90 minutes or whatever it may be, all of that kind of goes out the window and you're trying to do everything you can to be better than them on the night and get a result.
Jordi Vilda has been fired as coach of World Cup winning Spain women's team. He was an unpopular figure even prior to the Luis Rubiales scandal, having been accused by players of creating a culture of abuse, fear and bigotry. Well, news of his departure came shortly after the Spanish Federation apologised for the enormous damage that was caused by the actions of Rubiales. He's been suspended by FIFA while it investigates his conduct at last month's Women's World Cup final, where he kissed a forward, Jenny Hermoso, on the lips against her will. Greater Manchester Police say inquiries are ongoing over domestic violence claims against Manchester United winger Anthony. The Brazilian has been dropped by his national team in the wake of allegations made by an ex-girlfriend. A newspaper in Brazil printed her claims, including that Antony attacked her with a headbutt in a Manchester hotel in January. The player denies any wrongdoing and United have yet to comment on the matter. Manchester City have been drawn to face either Mexican side Club Leon or Japan's Urawa in the semi-finals of the Club World Cup. Pep Guardiola's Champions League winners were given a bye to the last four of the tournament, which takes place in Saudi Arabia in December. The Club World Cup sees the winners of each FIFA Confederation's major competition go up against each other, with City representing Europe. In tennis, the US Open has reached the quarterfinal stage. First up on the Arthur Ashe court this evening will be the home favourite Coco Gauff, as she takes on French Open champion. That's former French Open champion Yelena Ostapenko. Following that, men's second seed Novak Djokovic will take on the ninth seed Taylor Fritz. Later tonight, women's 10th seed Caroline Makova plays Sorana Cîrstea. And there's an All-American quarterfinal matchup with Francois Tuilleux up against 20-year-old Ben Shelton. And in motorsport, Formula One's governing body has announced that all of the grid's 10 teams have been awarded compliance certificates after sticking to last season's budget cap. They must keep to a €126 million limit. Red Bull were fined €7 million last year for breaking financial rules the previous year in 2021. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And we're turning to some news. More than 5% of adults are actively living with symptoms of long COVID in Ireland, according to data contained in a recent survey commissioned by independent TD Dennis Nocton. 76% of those with symptoms of long COVID report that their ability to perform daily activities has been reduced. A similar study commissioned in November last year found 6% of adults were reporting symptoms of long COVID. Deputy Nocton says close to 200,000 people are affected by the condition, and people in the West and Northwest are being denied the care and expertise that they need.
It is a new condition. It's a whole range of symptoms, brain fog, sleeping problems, very severe fatigue and shortness of breath. And we require multidisciplinary teams in specialist units in our hospitals to manage these particular conditions, one of which has been planned and promised for the last 2 years for Letterkenny Hospital. That still is not up and running, and it means that people in the northwest of this country are being denied access to what is a vital service.
It's your belief there are people in every county in this country who are suffering from long COVID and perhaps need that regional access to a clinic or to a service that recognises it and treats it for what it is?
Yes, and look, we are talking about thousands of people across our region that are impacted by this. It does require these patients to be monitored on an ongoing basis. Because of that, we need to have local access to these clinics. The HSE, back in 2021, gave a commitment to establish 8 regional centres with multidisciplinary teams made up of cardiologists, respiratory consultants, occupational therapists, physiotherapists and so forth, including establishing one in Letterkenny. And that is not functional today, 2 years down the road. And that leaves people in our region and in the northwest of the country at an extreme disadvantage in terms of getting access to the proper care and treatment that they need.
The HSE has confirmed that the X-ray service at Carndonagh Community Hospital is now operating on a 5-day-a-week basis. The HSE says the service has seen a large increase in GP referrals since the COVID-19 pandemic, which are being prioritised according to the situation. Urgent referrals continue to be seen within 2 to 7 days, but the routine waiting list has increased, and moving from a 3 to a 5 day service, the HSE says, will bring down those waiting times. Meanwhile, a senior radiographer position has also been advertised, with a closing date stated of this week, and interviews are then expected to take place shortly after. Mullinhead Weather Station recorded its warmest summer on record this year. A mean temperature of 15.1 degrees Celsius was recorded in Mullinhead throughout June, July and August, the highest figure in 69 years. John Marie Doherty has more.
Summer 2023 was the fifth warmest on record and the eighth wettest in Ireland. Along with Knock Airport, Mullinhead also had its warmest summer on record with a mean temperature of 15.1 degrees. Over the past 3 months, Met Éireann says there was a dry spell in Mullinhead lasting 27 days between May 21st and June 16th. An analysis from Met Aaron revealed there were 527 hours of sunshine at Malinhead this summer. The highest number of daily sunshine hours this season was also recorded at the weather station, with 16 hours recorded on Friday the 9th and Thursday the 15th of June. Monthly mean wind speeds at Malin were 14.4 knots. Meanwhile, the number of days with gales ranged from zero at most stations to 2 days at Malin Head.
The British government's controversial Troubles Legacy Bill is set to pass through the UK Parliament this week. The bill is back before the House of Lords today. It involves a form of limited immunity for some perpetrators of Troubles crimes. All of Northern Ireland's main political parties and victims groups oppose the bill. The Time for Truth campaign protested in Belfast today against what they call the disgraceful Bill of Shame. John Taggart lost his father in the 1971 Ballymurphy massacre, and he was asked what keeps him going after all these years.
It's determination of getting to the truth, determination of them for accountability. That's what it is. We're determined to get there.
Weather now, a warm evening with some late sunshine. The odd thundery shower is possible. Warm and muggy tonight with lowest temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees. The closing headlines. Tributes are continuing to be paid to a troll man who has died after being stabbed at the weekend. 28-year-old Conor Brown was critically injured in the attack on Main Street, Castlederg on Saturday night. Police have renewed their appeal for information. Meanwhile, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information following a fatal crash at Carraway Bridgend on Tuesday last. The single vehicle collision occurred between 8:30 and 9 a.m. Two men have been injured in separate attacks in Letterkenny. One man was hospitalised after being punched in the face. And it's understood a centre for Ukrainian refugees is to be opened in South Donegal. The former Ringford Inn building has been offered for use, and a planning application for renovations is now with Donegal County Council. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, September 5th. The death has taken place of Anne Detta Brown, née McMoneagle, 125 Craigan Road, Derry, formerly of St Francis Terrace. Her remains will be reposing at her home from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for 11:30 Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Cathedral. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of flowers if wished to the Foyle Hospice. The death has occurred of John Worski, Birdstown, Burnfoot, reposing at his home this evening from 8 o'clock. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 2 p.m. and in the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Niall Green, Mean Moor, Dunlow, reposing at the family home. Rosary at 8 p.m. tomorrow and 9 p.m. on Thursday. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Corona's Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahry Cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and strictly private to family only on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Peter Gavigan, Strofter, Kilrain, Glentys. Peter's remains will repose at Shivlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 7:30, followed by removal to St Connell's Church, Glentys, arriving at 8:30 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Patrick McLaughlin, 26 Fairn Hill, Letterkenny, and Skelpie Castle Finn. His remains are reposing at his mother-in-law Tulip McCrory's residence, Skelpie Castle Finn. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, going to St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop, for 12 noon Requiem Mass. Burial is afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St Vincent de Paul Castle Finn, care of Kennedy's funeral directors, Castle Finn. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight and on the morning of the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Liam Duffy, 14 Mourne Avenue, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.